In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our oldest granddaughter in Atlanta, Ariana, celebrated her 11th birthday 1 week ago, and Vivian and I had a flashback to her birth, which was terrifying and a test of our faith. The birth of a child often evokes joy, but Ariana's birth brought us enormous fear and anxiety because Ariana was born a preemie, weighing just about 2 pounds. And for 4 months, baby Ari, as we call her, was hooked up to all kinds of medical devices, with tubes protruding from her mouth, her nose, ears, and stomach. And when Vivian and I flew to Atlanta to visit her for the first time, we marveled at her miracle birth and couldn't stop praising God and glorifying Jesus. The truth is, the presence of God have always been on our lips, even before our first granddaughter was born. Vivian and I have always praised God for his goodness and loving kindness to us and our family. Each day we thank God for his amazing grace and mercy and for enabling us to serve him. My friends, God calls us to glorify him in all we do. That's the point Jesus makes in today's gospel reading from John. It says, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to whom you have given him. I glorify thee," it says, "on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed." My friends, through our scriptures, we read that the early believers glorified God by repenting of their sins, by worshiping and serving God, and by obeying God's holy commandments. That begs the question then, how do we glorify God today? Specifically, how do we glorify God during a global pandemic that creates uncertainties and hardships, and for some of us, grief in the death of a loved one? Before answering that question, let me explain what glorifying God means. To glorify God is to exalt, to honor, and to obey God. To glorify God is to thank and praise God for all that he's done for you and for me. The gospel songwriter Andrew Crouch wrote a song about that, and he titled it "My Tribute." How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory for the things he has done. My friends, how can we glorify God today as We face uncertainties and hardships caused by the global pandemic. I believe there are three ways we can glorify God. Number one, through faith in God. Number two, through praises and worship of God. And number three, through our humble service. The first way we can glorify God is by having faith in God, just as the prophet Abraham did. The prophet trusted God enough to leave home one day and travel to a distant foreign land in obedience to God's commandments. In the Old Testament book of Genesis, we read that Abraham demonstrated his faith in God by believing all of God's promises, and he was ready to sacrifice his son Isaac when instructed by God. So what lessons can you and I learn from Abraham? We must have faith in God. We must obey and honor God. And we must be prepared to face difficulties by perseverance and relying on God's grace and providence. Yes, we glorify God by believing Jesus is the only Son of God, our Lord and Savior, who lived, died, and rose again from the dead. How do I glorify God? I glorify God when I admit that I need God every hour, as the American poet and gospel writer Annie Hawks confessed in 1872 when she wrote that popular hymn with the same title, I Need Thee Every Hour. It says, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. Annie Hawks, my friends, the 35-year-old wife and mother, wrote that hymn as a testament of her devotion to the Lord and as an expression of her great appreciation for the salvation found in Jesus. How about you, my friends? Do you glorify God by your faith? The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you and I can glorify God by reading and meditating on God's holy word. Another way we can glorify God is through our worship. Even if we are forced to worship on Zoom because of coronavirus, Scripture indicates that nothing we do delights God more than calling on His name with sincere hearts in worship. When we worship, we set our minds and hearts fully on the Lord in order to receive His word and to respond to Him with praise and praises. Donna Atkins believed that so much, she wrote a simple worship song which glorifies God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in successive verses. The first one says, Father, we love you. We worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. My friends, the third way we glorify God is with our humble service. The writer of 1 Peter encourages us to glorify God in our service. It is, each of you should use whatever gift you have received in to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Then it says, if anyone serves, he or she should do so with strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised, glorified through Jesus Christ. To him be glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. God is glorified by our wholehearted service to others, and especially by our service to all who are affected one way or another by the coronavirus. You see, that's why I'm so happy and thankful that Kitchen of Hope started a second day of free food distribution this week to help in our fight against hunger and food insecurity. My brothers and sisters, about 11 years ago, God blessed Vivian and me with our first granddaughter, whose birth we considered a miracle. And you will be glad to know that God is still in the blessing business, and God has a miracle waiting just for you. I know that because I have seen it and I believe it. The question is, do you believe there's a miracle waiting for you? If so, then let's continue to glorify God. To God be the glory for the things he's done and the things he will do for you and for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.